This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of people gathered in Tulsa, Oklahoma for an interfaith service dedicating a prayer wall outside historic Vernon African Methodist Episcopal Church. Monday's event comes on the centennial of the start of one of the deadliest racist massacres in the country's history. Civil rights leaders, including the Reverend Jesse Jackson, joined multiple local faith leaders offering prayers and remarks outside that church. The building was under construction and largely destroyed in 1921 when a mob of white people descended on the prosperous black neighborhood, burning, killing, looting, and leveling a 35-square-block area. Estimates of the death toll range from dozens to 300. The Oklahoma Bureau of Vital Statistics officially recorded 36 deaths, but a 2001 state commission re-examined the events and confirmed the actual death toll was between 75 and 300. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says it's not an isolated incident that over 200 children were found buried at a former Indigenous residential school. Trudeau's comments come as Indigenous leaders are calling for an examination of every former residential school site, institutions that held children taken from families across the nation. The remains of 215 children were confirmed this month at the Kamloops Indian Residential School. From the 19th century until the 1970s, more than 150,000 First Nation children were required to attend state-funded Christian schools as part of a program to assimilate them into Canadian society. They were forced to convert to Christianity and not allowed to speak their native languages. Many were beaten and killed.